This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Miley Cyrus.
Liam
Hemsworth. The lesser Hemsworth, the one I always forget the name of.
Well, you remember now.
I know I did. It's in front of me. I've got it written down.
All right.
So I double checked.
What's he been in?
Well, his big one was The Hunger Games, but he's in the upcoming reboot, remake, sequel, whatever you want to call it, of Independence Day.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh, is he playing Will Smith?
Well, no, I don't know if he's... I don't know who he's playing in it, but he's
because Will Smith's not in it, so I'm assuming he's playing Will Smith. The role previously undertaken by
Will Smith. So he's the new fighter pilot, because Will Smith would be too old to be a fighter pilot now.
Yes.
Not that they had much choice, because they had no people left. But anyway.
That's right.
So he's in that. And his other big thing of note of late is he's the fiancé of Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
The
one who's been apparently responsible for cleaning her up.
Wow.
Picking her out of the gutter.
Yes.
Putting her in a dress. All yes. that stuff.
She dresses like, you know, a normal person now. In fact, she's a little bit twee almost in her dressing.
What?
I know.
That's not to be congratulated or celebrated.
She's wearing things that come up to her chin. And I don't mean, you know, her legs.
I don't think that's anything that we should be celebrating, quite frankly.
Anyway.
We liked it when Miley was queer and weird.
No, now she's just kind of pedestrian.
Oh.
And possibly at the Duff, if you believe the rumours as well.
But marrying a hot man.
Yes. She's done well.
That bit I like.
We all approve of hot men. Now, so they've been spotted around. She's been wearing more jewellery. So he's obviously been paid a reasonable amount for these movies. So he's buying her some more jewellery.
Excellent.
And
she could be buying it herself. She's not exactly
poor.
No,
as far as we know, he's been giving her gifts and things to show, you know, we're back on.
Righto, good.
And the father of the bride, or the future bride, Billy Ray Cyrus,
yes,
has popped up and said how much he approves of this relationship.
Oh, he doesn't have an achy breaky heart when it comes to Liam.
No,
oh.
He likes Liam.
Oh, good on him.
And he's also offered, in case they can't find a preacher that's willing to marry them, because, you know, the preachers might say, no, we know the past with you two, we're not doing it.
Right.
Who knew? But Billy Ray Cyrus is
he's a preacher man.
And
he's a preacher man.
Yes.
He's going to marry them.
He will marry his own daughter off to an actor.
Somehow it's just getting more and more south, isn't it?
And we will just point one thing out, Billy Ray.
Yes.
That's fine. You can be the preacher at your daughter's wedding. All good. But you get a damn haircut. If you look like 1980 Billy Ray Cyrus at that wedding, you're not allowed in the door.
Oh, come on.
What?
Look,
Look, they may boot scoot at the wedding, but you don't have to have the long hair that he had in 1980. It's not
the
right.
Rat's tail.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's coming back.
No, it needs to
it's
go.
It's coming back.
Needs to go.
It's coming back.
Shut up. It's time for some movie news, and I've subtitled this Flops and Drops.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds good, doesn't it? First up.
What about flops and drops sounds good, frankly?
Well, let's start with a flop, shall we?
Yeah.
Al Pacino. Look, he's been around a long time. He's done a lot of very successful things.
He's very famous.
He's got a new movie out.
Has he?
I know. And why did I start with the word flop? Well, you'll see. He's done a new movie called Misconduct, which also stars Anthony Hopkins and Josh Duhamel, however you pronounce his name. He's another one of those ones. The movie cost nearly $15 million.
And that's not huge dollars in movie-making terms.
Yeah, no, but it's a reason, dollars. It opened at the UK box office last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And in the entire United Kingdom,
yes,
where it debuted, this $15 million movie made $190. So...
Just dollars.
$190. So probably made about £80. So probably sold about, I don't know, 5 or 6 tickets.
Did they forget promote it?
They forget to turn it on? No, apparently it's just crap. So if it does pop up here, somebody go see it.
What was it called?
It's called Misconduct.
Okay.
Otherwise known as
Flop.
Not flubber, flop. Now, speaking of flop, Now, here's an Australian person whose movie career was on the way up, but it has now finished prior to it even actually getting any trajectory at all. Which Australian television star who thinks they're far better than they actually are, in my opinion, do you think was going to be in the new Independence Day and then was not?
The one in that insurance ad.
What?
You know, the what? One in the red dress. What's her name? The one...
What? People can't see it, but I'm looking very confused at the moment.
You know who I mean.
Look, here we go. I'll give you a hint. Morning television.
Oh.
Who thinks they're pretty freaking, you know, all that, and but I don't think they really are.
Sonia.
No, she's not on morning TV anymore.
Isn't she?
She's on late morning TV.
Oh, you
but
mean...
But you are correct, oh. But no. No, oh, not her. All right, shall I help you even more?
Yes, please.
Male wore the same piece of clothing for about 14
Carl.
Years. Carl.
He wouldn't want to be in a movie.
Carl,
he's too busy trying to get Tracy's job.
Carl was flown over and filmed a scene or two for the upcoming Independence Day movie.
What, as the newsreader?
He was a news reporter on it, which is like, let's be honest, he's not really a reporter.
Yeah.
And so he did a scene for that, and then they had to let him know afterwards.
Cut.
He was cut. He's now on the floor.
Oh.
And that's where he's staying. They're thinking, well, maybe he might get reinstated in the Blu-ray director's cut
director's
edition.
Cut. With starring Carl Stefanovic in his debut role.
It will be promoted heavily on the Today Show. But until then, Carl.
No,
Carl. And you know what? Good.
Look, he's a lovely
chap. He deserves to be in morning television where I don't see him.
Right.
Let us say no more.
Is that it?
That's it.
Got it.
But I'm doing my review of an old, new, not kind of oldish movie up next.
I'm confused.
That sounded really good. The movie was good.
Now, Cam, you're going to do a movie review.
I am.
But it's
now,
very
I don't
strange.
Normally do. Yes, it is. Now, look, it's a really old movie, but then it's not so old. I shall explain.
But you discovered it, even
I
though
did.
It's actually, it's not so old version is 10 years old.
Yes, and I found it in the bargain bin. So, you know, it
explain,
worked well for everybody.
Explain.
Now, if we go back in time to the Superman movies, now I'm talking the original ones.
1987.
No, it was even before that.
77, sorry.
Yes.
1977, around the time of Star
around
Wars.
The,
yeah.
Now, they were the ones with Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder.
Yes.
And Gene Hackman.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones. Now, the first one, yeah, and it had, what was his name? Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando, yeah.
Now, the first one, everyone saw that. It was a bit, yeah.
It wasn't a bit meh.
Yeah.
It was huge.
I know, but it was not fair. Then came the second one with General Zod,
yes.
Which was way better. But it had some bits in there you went, oh, that was a bit stupid.
Oh.
Like all of that bit at Niagara Falls was all a bit...
And there were a lot of overly camp bits in the second
they
movie.
Laughed it up a bit.
Yes.
And there was a few bits that you looked at and go, that made
no sense
at all. And it was never explained. Well, it turns out... That was because...
This is such a big surprise to you 30 years later.
Because I finally found they did a re-edit of it.
Well, explain the situation. What happened was that the producer of the first movie and the...
Richard Donner.
The director of the first movie was also originally filming the second movie all at the same time. But he got removed from the second movie. They had fast-tracked the first movie to get it out there, putting the second movie on hold, and then they came back to it, they had to put another director on it. To get director's credits in America, you have to film 51%. So they actually, not only did they rewrite the movie, because they'd actually used bits from the second movie to finish the first movie, so they had to re-script bits and refilm bits, but to get 51% credit, director's credit, he had to reshoot some same scenes as well.
And that's why they ended up with all these bits like that stupid bit in Niagara Falls where Superman's found out when he puts his hand in the stupid fire. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole General Zod thing, great. Brilliant, brilliant baddie. I love General Zod. But the rest of it, no.
And I finally, played by Terrence Stamp, brilliantly.
I know, brilliant.
Yes.
Then I found in the bargain bin
mm-hmm.
at the little shop across the road from here... they had the Richard Donner re-edit. So they'd actually grabbed the old director back.
Yep.
And they managed to have, they had all this
almost all the footage they needed to put the original story back together.
It was just sitting in the warehouse over, actually in Britain.
They had one scene that they'd never shot where they actually used a screen test between Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder to fill in the gap.
Yeah, and I will say, look, I'm not going to tell you what happens in it, but all I will say is if you can go out there and find Superman 2, the Richard Donner cut, do yourself a favour and watch it, because you will find that movie not only makes more sense, but is
a better story.
Billion times better than the original version that you will all have seen and most likely love.
So if you're a fan of the original Marvel style of movies.
DC, Chris.
Oh, sorry, DC. Yeah, sorry. Sorry to all the gamers.
Never the twain shall meet.
Do yourself a favour. It's got a much darker twist to it. It's much more faithful to the original movie, and the story just makes way more sense.
And there's a lot more bits in there that should have been in there. They've got Marlon Brando in there because he was cut out for budgetary reasons.
Yep.
It's brilliant. You've got to go see it. Check it out. Superman 2, the Richard Donner cut. It's like nearly 10 years old now, so you will find it around. I think I paid $5 for it. So, you know, it's not going to kill you, but have a look for it. Brilliant. Now, Lindsay Lohan. She's done well for herself, I must say.
She's got a Russian billionaire.
I know. Let's be honest. She was a washed-up has-been.
Still is. And well, but she's rich.
She's now...
She married well.
That's right.
Has she married him?
No, but she's going to. And she's decided to cement the relationship. What is the way that Adina Monsoon told us to cement the relationship with a rich man?
Beget the son and heir.
That's right. And it looks like Lindsay Lohan has been watching early episodes of Ab Fab, because she has done this.
No.
It looks like she is preggers as well.
Oh, my God.
That's right. She's making sure that this is going to be locked in.
Wow. Okay, well, you know, when you've run out of options, I guess you take whatever's on the plate.
She had nothing left. We all thought she was going to wash up somewhere, you know.
She probably still will.
Well, no.
Because, you know, there's other ways of divorcing in Russia.
Well, I don't think she'll... I don't think they have the same divorce laws that, say, I don't know, America has, where she would be entitled to a very large amount of money. But it looks like she's looking all right, and she's looking happy. She's not looking like she's drunk all the time. It's like, who are you? So we'll see how Lindsay goes in, and... Her future husband has also said he will pay for her plastic surgery prior to the wedding. Well, it is all up.
It's the thing you have to do.
I know, it's all up, like her boobs will be.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.